I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. Today, the minimum wage in Chicago hits $15 an hour. WBEZ's Odette Youssef reports.
When Caitlin Johnson started canvassing retail businesses on Michigan Avenue nearly a decade ago as an organizer for the Fight for 15 campaign, the minimum wage was $8.25 an hour. Raising it to $15 may have sounded radical, but not when Johnson spoke to workers who shared how they cobbled together multiple jobs and still struggled to get by. She says today has been a long time coming.
I still to this day believe that anything can happen. When you have a group of people who are dedicated and believe that something can happen, it makes it so.
Chicago joins Washington, D.C., New York City, and many other cities with minimum wages of at least $15 an hour. Odette Youssef, WBEZ News.
A man who was allegedly with a 13-year-old shortly before the boy was fatally shot by a Chicago police officer has pleaded not guilty to several charges. Ruben Roman was indicted in May on 3 counts of unlawful use of a weapon and 1 count of recklessly discharging a firearm. Surveillance video released by a police oversight agency shows the 21-year-old Roman shooting at a passing vehicle the morning of March 29th while Adam Toledo stood near him. Prosecutors say Roman fled the area with Toledo shortly after, with officers pursuing them into an alley. Roman was arrested first. Toledo kept running and was shot to death by Officer Eric Stillman. Now that Lakeshore Drive has been officially renamed to honor Chicago's first citizen, Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable, City Hall will begin work on building a park. WBEZ's Claudia Morel reports.
Advocates have actually been working on this for decades. There's a site picked out across from Navy Pier and everything.
That came out of Harold Washington's dedication of the site as du Sable Park back in 1987.
Juanita Erzari is the executive director for Friends of the Parks. She says a lack of funding is what's delayed the project for so long. City Hall estimates it'll cost $40 million to build and operate the park. A private developer will cover about a quarter of that. Aldermen are expected to debate and vote on the final plan next month. Claudia Morel, WBEZ News.
As many as 4,000 people are still evacuated from their homes in Morris, at least until 9 o'clock tonight. They're being kept away from explosive lithium batteries burning in an old paper mill in Grundy County. Fire officials have decided to let it burn out because they fear trying to extinguish it could trigger more explosions. Fire Chief Tracy Steff said he's gathering information from experts to determine how his crews might safely fight the fire that started Tuesday. Steff's and Morris Mayor Chris Brown say they had no idea that batteries were being stored in a building that had been vacant for decades. A golden sculpture called The Light of Truth is now unveiled. It's a tribute to the legendary black female civil rights warrior, Ida B. Wells. WBEZ's Natalie Moore reports.
13 years ago, as the Ida B. Wells public housing development was being torn down in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood, her family wanted a new way to honor her. Thus began a campaign to elevate his great-grandmother, says Dan Duster.
There's name recognition, but there's not recognition of what she did. It's like, oh, Ida B. Wells, right. She helped rescue the slaves, right? It's like, no. She invented the hot comb, right? No.
Wells was an anti-lynching crusader who was born into slavery. The statue is designed by renowned artist Richard Hunt and is on the site of the former housing development. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.
Top court officials in Illinois say the most important part of preparing for the elimination of cash bail will be educating the public about the pretrial process. A new state law means that starting in 2023, judges will not be able to use money as a factor in determining whether a person is locked up or goes free while awaiting trial. Cook County Public Defender Sharon Mitchell says inevitably someone awaiting trial will be charged with a new crime. He says the system will have to maintain its commitment to the presumption of innocence in the face of public backlash. Weather today, patchy fog this morning and then sunny with a high of 77. Clear skies tonight and a low around 60. Tomorrow sunny and a high of 76. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.